Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Paul Baum is here, too, folks. Paul is a new friend. He's the CEO of Planet ROI, founder of Digital Dreams Project, and he's devoted the last 20 years, he and his company, to helping people, helping underprivileged people get the computer power they need. And he's here to talk to us about it today. Paul Baum, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good
much appreciated.
It's good to have you here, Paul. So one of the things that we've been talking about on the show a lot is the fact that I call it a technology graveyard. Every business has a technology graveyard in a back room or a closet or it's taking over the kitchen area or whatever. Some big businesses have a whole floor where these are computers or monitors or printers or whatever that just don't quite work right, or maybe they're outdated and they're just sitting back there and we don't know what to do with them all the time. Sometimes we just throw them away. We take them to the dump and throw them away. But you've got a way of taking that processing power, especially, and converting it into an important need. And why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for that intro. I really like to think that people have become more responsible, and nothing's really going into a landfill anymore from a technology standpoint. But hopefully those folks that are listening that are, here's another alternative for them. So for the last 20 years, Planet ROI has been dedicated to helping organizations and individuals and government agencies that have retired their equipment, mostly, you know, devices like a laptop, a Chromebook, a cell phone. And these devices have become a second life for, you know, a child who's trying to learn remotely now, or a small business owner who needs affordable technology. So the last 20 years, we've supplied affordable technology to what we would consider to be lower-income folks through the Internet, even when the Internet wasn't as popular to buy through. Hmm. Now, you know, everybody's buying through the Internet because, you know, quite frankly, you know, with COVID-19, it's really difficult. So when we think of the digital divide or the homework gap, or in terms of having lack of broadband access, you know, Planet ROI and the Digital Dreams Project fill that gap. And how we do that is we work with large corporations on a global basis, government agencies, as well as consumers, where they can donate their, as you said, their digital graveyard, which is really their unused or idle computing products and mobile products, to go towards a great cause. And that cause is helping our children learn remotely, helping our small businesses that are right now really taking a hit.
I want to stop you for a second and ask you a couple of questions on this. So if I have a laptop or a desktop or something, a computer with a motherboard, it's got a processor, it's got a hard drive, it's got maybe a modem in it, whatever, and probably a keyboard sitting beside it. They're in my way. I need to get them out of here. I don't know what to do with them. You're right. I was just joking about taking them to the dump a minute ago. There is a place
sure,
you can take
sure,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
You can take them where they will recycle them. But and there are companies that will come and get them and give you a couple of bucks for them, and they'll take them and reprocess them and resell them. But you're talking about donating these to children. I mean, I can't imagine a going business, a successful business, that wouldn't do what I said earlier and say, hey, Paul, The back door is open. Come and get them. Get them out of my way. Thank God. I mean,
So we have multiple methods in order to come pick those up. One is if you're an individual, you can go to the digitaldreamsproject.com website or planitroi.com website, and there'll be a methodology for us to get you packaging, or you can just send it in to us. If you're a school or you're a business, you can gather them up and we'll come pick them up. The reality is what we're looking for is equipment that can be reused, not just junk. We're not looking for the graveyard. We're looking for products that, maybe 5 or 7 years old that can be reused specifically to help kids learn remotely and small businesses continue to grow.
So I've got, I've got some laptops here that I've, mm-hmm. I've replaced. They're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just not fast enough. They're not, they don't have 10, Windows 10 on them. They probably got, 7 on them or something like that. XP maybe.
Yeah.
Can you take those?
We love them. We'll take them.
Yeah.
We take them all.
What do you do? Do you clean them up and put the new software on them or do you find a way to bridge their software? What do you think?
Yeah, so depending on the manufacturer, so let's say it's a PC, we use Windows 10, Microsoft. We're a Microsoft authorized refurbisher, so we'll upgrade them to Windows 10. So a 7 to 10 year old product that's PC based can be upgraded to Windows 10.
That's great.
With
so here's,
more
here's a
memory
quick question
and more hard drive.
Before we go to a break, how do you help me format swipe my hard drive so whatever was on there before doesn't go anywhere else?
Sure. So, all of our devices are DoD and NEST erased prior to any process being done. So as soon as we receive the devices, they go right to data destruction, where everybody will receive a wipe certificate.
Right.
So they'll know that their hard drives and their information has been securely deleted, right, and destroyed, and data wiped.
Paul, give us those two websites again, and then I want to go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this a little bit more, but also connectivity, the broadband issue. Go ahead, give it to us.
So the first is digitaldreamsproject.com, and the other one is planitroi.com.
planitroi.com, folks. DigitalDreamsProject.com. Check it out. Folks, I know you got those computers. And so just give them a call. Let them know. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.